on the Indian Creek Watershed Project field tour, I'm visiting with Ivan Dozier. And Ivan, I know you're a state conservationist here in Illinois. Tell me a little bit about the kind of work you do, first of all.
Well, actually, I just now taken the job of state conservationist about 2.5 months ago. But prior to that, I was the assistant state conservationist for programs. So I was in charge of our incentive programs that we have out there to help farmers adopt conservation practices. So now I'm just taking it up one other notch, and programs are still very much a part of what we do, but looking at everything in the broader sense as well.
Well, here we have been looking at some of the work that's being done on some of the farms here in this watershed area. First of all, what do you think about this project and the kind of work that's being done?
You know, I think this project is a real gem. I've been involved in watershed planning in my career for a long time, and seeing the success of a project like this, it just makes me feel good that I think this project, it was going along as a watershed project before the Mississippi River Basin Initiative, which is really when NRCS was able to step in with some targeted assistance and some targeted funding. But this thing was already going, and that's the best kind of project to get involved in, to be able to come in and help and fill a niche. And so I'm really, really proud to be a part of this one.
Well, it's farmers taking the initiative, to use that word again here, to proactively find some ways to take better care of their land, which they want to do. Of course, it also helps when they can get some assistance to do that. I don't think you were maybe on my bus, but anything you saw today that kind of you thought was especially interesting?
You know, I think with as dry as it is, one of the folks made a joke about, well, we finally found a way to prevent the excess nutrients, and that's absolutely true, especially those that are leaving with water, whether it's attached to sediment or leaching out. What I think I am most impressed with is just seeing the number of people that are participating and are willing to have these test plots. I mean, there's always a risk when this is your livelihood, and there's always a risk when you're making any changes out there on your land. It's a tough thing to do to make those changes. And just to see these people that are not only willing to take that risk to try something new, but then to share that information, that's what's so impressive to me.
Now, I know that we also heard, at least I heard today, that some of the things that they might see or find in the soil here won't necessarily transfer to other areas because soil is so different across this country. But some of the ideas, maybe, and the fact that we are taking the initiative to do some of these projects hopefully will spark some interest in other areas too, don't you think?
Yeah, I think absolutely. Illinois is a good example of that. I mean, it's such a long state, and so we not only see an extreme difference in soils from one end to the other, but really in climate from one end to the other. Conservation innovation grants, that was talked about up out here today, and that's actually a subset of our environmental quality incentives program to try some new things. And that's one of the things that program does is take something that maybe has been tried somewhere else but maybe has some promise, and then allow it to be tried here as well, and then adapted for use, and then eventually mainstreamed into our conservation programs. And so that's working right here, right now, and watching those things go. And then again, this exchange of information. I mean, I'm standing out here in the parking lot and seeing the license plates from all of these different cars from other states, and I hope next year that's going to be even a broader range. But as those people look at what's going on here and start sharing some of those ideas, take them back with them, and that way they don't have to start from scratch everywhere. They can start trying something in their area. I'd like to see a broader network of some similar projects that are going around the countryside that maybe they can share. They're a little closer to their areas, but this one's out in front.
Well, follow along with CTIC, the Conservation Technology Information Center. They have another tour during the year that kind of moves around. So I've had the fortune to be on several of those, and fascinating to see what's being done in different parts of the country. Thank you very much, Ivan Dozier, state conservationist here in Illinois. We've been visiting at the Indian Creek Watershed Project Field Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.